Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More anti-Semitism being spouted by members of the U.S. House of Representatives. When will this stop? It needs to stop before this becomes commonplace. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I recently had a meeting in my office with a woman from Israel who actually attended Columbia University Law School. She doesn't practice law anymore, but she has an organization in Israel. She is Israeli. And we were talking about what has come out of some of the mouths of members of Congress, particularly Representative Rashida Tlaib, the Democrat from Michigan, and Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota. Well, they never seem to stop, even in the face of tragedies and shootings and massacres, Matt, at synagogues. In fact, Rashida Tlaib said, quote, "There's always kind of a calming feeling when I think of the tragedy of the Holocaust, that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, their human dignity, their existence in many ways, has been wiped out in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post-Holocaust, post-tragedy, and the horrific persecution of Jews across the world at the time." Not only does it not make sense what she says, I've long since on some of these, like AOC and some of these others, trying to make sense out of their sentences. It's just impossible to do so. But obviously, she comes out and says, when she thinks of the Holocaust,
She has a calming feeling.
Over her.
Yeah, that's an exact quote. "There's always kind of a calming feeling, I tell folks, when I think of the Holocaust. Boy, when I think of the Holocaust, anything but a calming feeling is what comes over me." And then she says this, the historical revisionism here is what, to me, is as troubling as anything else. She says, "And I love the fact that it was my ancestors," meaning the Palestinians, "that provided the right in many ways, but they did it in a way that took their human dignity away, and it was forced on them." So she's taking a jab at the Jewish people, basically calling them invaders and saying that it was the Palestinians who provided them with a safe haven. That is so detached from reality.
It's not true.
I'm sitting here looking at photos right now during World War II of the Palestinian Mufti meeting with Hitler and his alliance and the Palestinian alliance with Nazi Germany in order to kill over 6 million Jews.
She lies.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, this Islamic leader was in Israel. Palestine
Hajj
is what it was called.
Al-Husseini.
Yeah, and he met with Hitler. He thought, oh, this is the final solution that Hitler is proposing. He went to Germany and met with Hitler and said, hey, we have some Jews in the land that was then called Palestine, renamed that way, by the way, by the Romans after the Bar Kokhba revolt in 132 AD to insult the Jews and literally wipe them out, renamed Israel to Palestine because of their archenemy, the Philistines. That's how it got the name by the Roman Empire. And he met with Hitler and said, we've got some Jews here, come to this land and wipe them out. Now, she's wrong on so many fronts. One, her people did not provide safe haven. Two, they weren't called Palestinians. They were originally called Ottomans up until 1917.
The Ottoman Turks.
People identified as Ottomans, like people identify now as Americans. They identified throughout that region as Ottomans because the Ottoman Empire ruled, and the Ottoman Empire was defeated in 1917. With no Ottoman Empire, what did they identify with? Not Palestinians. They identified as Arabs. the whole Palestinian so-called identity did not really take hold until when? 1967. Started a little bit after 1948, but it really took hold 1967.
It's a fiction.
It's all a fiction. So to put back in history that these people referred to themselves as Palestinians is wrong. They did not back there at the Holocaust. There was no such Palestinian community. But even worse, the people in that part of the world did not seek to help the Jews. They didn't seek to give them refuge in a safe haven. They sought to annihilate them. To use calming feeling anywhere in a paragraph related to the Holocaust is just unbelievable. Even John King and CNN blasted her and said that she has ignored the fact that the Palestinian leaders at the time allied themselves with Hitler, adding that total war was how the Arab world reacted to the declaration of Israeli independence.
And look how she very cleverly couches the Arab aggressors here as the victims. And I'm sitting here now looking at a copy of a telegraph from Heinrich Himmler to this Arab so-called Palestinian mufti, wishing him and his people success in their battle against, quote, the Jewish invaders. This historical revisionism is not just insulting, it's disgusting.
You know, what a tragic, horrific offense to every Jew that gave their lives. If she sat down and interviewed, say, one of the survivors and asked them, do you get a calming feeling from those surviving the Holocaust? Or if you've lost family members, do you get a calming feeling from the Holocaust?
You know, I've talked a lot of Holocaust survivors, a number of them. We've actually had Holocaust survivors come to speak to our groups that we take to Israel. One of them can't come anymore because he's on dialysis. The other one has gotten up in age. They're all aged. These are people who actually survived the Holocaust. And the horrible stories that they tell, unbelievable.
You wouldn't treat animals like that. Yeah.
Against human dignity and torture that these people went through. To say that that was calming, that you think of the Arab people, the Muslim people, giving them refuge, it's a lie.
She needs to be called out.
She needs to be censored. And you hear silence. You hear crickets from the U.S. House. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi gets up and introduces an imam to pray at the U.S. House who has a known record of anti-Semitism and anti-Israel. It's astounding what's happening. I'm just telling you that right now we need to look at history, people. You know, you just look at history. Every nation in the world since the beginning of time that has come against the nation of Israel has ultimately ceased. Not to say that Israel and the Jewish people have been flawless. They have not. In fact, you read Isaiah, Jeremiah, that's why they went into captivity. That's why Assyria captured them. That's why Babylon captured them, because of their rebellion. But look at these nations. They crossed a line.
Yeah.
Whether it's Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, the Medes and the Persians, Rome, Nazi Germany, those regimes are gone, and Israel is survived till this day, and also a world leader, Matt.
Yeah, and back to Tlaib here, House Republicans have, and Republicans in general have been calling her out on this. Conference Chair Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, she said of Tlaib's comments that they were sickening and called on Pelosi and a majority leader, Steny Hoyer, quote, to finally take action against Representative Tlaib and other members of the Democratic caucus who are spreading vile anti-Semitism. So what does Pelosi do? She calls on Republicans to apologize for calling out Tlaib's anti-Semitism. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's time to draw a line in the sand. We have an outreach called Christians in Defense of Israel. And it's CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org. It's our Israel education and advocacy outreach, Christians in Defense of Israel. And we stand firmly against that anti-Semitism. You want to learn more about Israel, visit that website. And also just pray for Israel. I'll be actually in Israel very soon with a group of young Christian college students who are leaders. It's an amazing program that we are a part of, and you can go to lc.org for more information or cidisrael.org. Stand with and pray for Israel and the Jewish people. Be a voice today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.